City. New to 2GO Breakfast, Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Up, good morning.
Hip, hip, hooray.
It's a short week and doesn't it feel fantastic?
Thursday with a splash of Friday.
Oh, yeah, don't you love it? Unreal, huh? And next week even better because we've got Anzac Day as well. So next week it's just like Bludgeville.
You beauty.
I know.
Can't wait for Anzac Day just quietly.
Yeah, now what do you do for Anzac Day? Do you go to the local service? What do you do?
I'm going to go down to the Dawn service down on Terrigal Beach. I hear it's a cracker.
It is a beautiful service. And the reason I like that one a lot is because you see the sun come up over the ocean like that. And it's
special.
Just really, really special. Absolutely. So it's good that you started thinking about it. I made Anzac biscuits yesterday.
And let's not forget that Easter is in front of Anzac Day.
Well, I know, but I just thought, yes, yeah. Anzac biscuits.
You know what had happened? Today, came in, had a little chocolate egg to give you as a present.
Yeah.
So did our producer, Kiara. Yeah. She brought you in a little chocolate egg.
I know.
And what did you bring? New earrings for yourself.
New earrings and Anzac biscuits. Come on, mate. I did bring you the Anzacs. Hey, next, Michael Schaefer joined us yesterday. We'll have a listen to what he had to say right now. Billy Joel on 107.7 2GO Morning.
107.7 2GO.
Beautiful yesterday, much the same, I think, 25 we're heading for today. And stick around because we've got Sterlo a little later on with your footy tips. Plenty to talk about with Sterlo. We've got, you know, Greg Inglis.
Yes.
Retiring.
Out the door. Pity that was a little bit shadowed by a cathedral burning down. I think a lot of people missed Greg Inglis.
Yeah, I'll be interested to know what Sterlo has to say about that. And, of course, he's got your weekend tips. But next, stick around for one of our comedians who's going to be joining us at our Give Me Lols for Kids fundraiser night. Michael Schaefer's up next.
107.7 2GO.
25 and sunny today. And you know what? Good Friday. Possible shower 24. Looks good for Saturday and Sunday. Pretty much the same. You can copy and paste today for the rest of the weekend.
Pretty much. A little bit over the average on the temperature and the water is warm. So
it
is looking like a great break.
What a cracker. Hey, and yesterday we caught up with a guy who is going to be joining us for our Gimme Lols for Kids night, Michael Schaefer.
Hey guys, I'm pumped up for that gig. It'll be fun.
It's going to be fantastic. Kitty Flanagan, Akmal Sali, Tahir, yourself, a couple of local comics. It's going to be a really funny night. So just a quick one, get your tickets, 2gofm.com.au. Now, Michael, you've managed to do something that we're all trying to do, which is find a way to reduce your power bill.
Yeah, guys, I know it's a hot-button topic right now. We're all worried about our power bills going up. I found a way to reduce mine, and that's just by not paying the bill. Now, it's a bold new strategy.
Yeah, dangerous.
I'm actually going to run for politics, and that's going to be my platform. Just don't pay the power bill because you can get away with it, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So
it's a very dark office.
It's doable. So me and my girlfriend, we moved into our new place. This was about 10 months ago we moved in.
Yep.
And when we got there, we started getting bills from an energy company. I won't say the name of the energy company. I'll just say that their name rhymes with Umo. And they put that one together, listeners. And they've been sending us bills because obviously the previous owners were with them and the previous owners have cancelled their subscription or whatever. But now they're just sending us bills to the homeowner, occupier, right?
Don't
know who it is. So we've just decided, well, we're not going to actually pay the bills. We called them up and said, hey, we haven't signed a contract with you guys. And they said to us over the phone, that's fine. You don't have to pay the bills, but just don't use the gas or we'll cut you off. Okay.
Right.
Now, at first, my girlfriend and I were a bit concerned. We're like, okay, we just won't use the gas. So we're just having cold showers for a week and we're just, you know, cracking eggs into a pan and not cooking them. breakfast was terrible. But then we realized, why not just do it and just see what happens? So we've just been using the gas willy-nilly for about 10 months now.
Fancy free.
Willy-nilly. I love
willy-nilly,
that
Willy-nilly. That's our legal cause. Willy-nilly using the gas. And we haven't paid a bill and everything's fine. They haven't turned off the bill. They haven't turned off the gas at all. It's been 10 months. It's amazing.
10 months of free gas.
It's a win.
Wow.
Have you had follow-up bills?
Yeah, they keep sending us follow-up bills and we keep calling them saying, hey guys, just a reminder that we haven't signed a contract with you. And they go, oh yeah, that's fine. Just don't use the gas.
What a scam. This is a scam.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if they're scamming us or if we're scamming them. Either way, it's fantastic. I'm really, it's just exciting because I don't know what's going to happen. I turn on the shower. I don't know if it's going to be hot water or not. Like,
yeah,
it's so exciting.
It's a gamble every day. It's a little game of roulette in the shower. It's fantastic.
But do you know what's amazing? I told my parents about this, right? I said, yeah. Hey, we're in this a no man's land. We're like, we're getting these bills, but like, we don't actually have to pay them.
Were they disappointed with you? Did they say, look, Michael, do the right thing here, son?
That's what I thought they would say. And so they said, oh, yeah, we've been doing that for years.
Oh, no. Hang on, really?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I'm so they must be so proud that I absorbed that lesson from them. So, like, a few years ago, they said that a few years ago they changed providers or whatever. And in the change-up, like, they were still getting bills, but, like, they didn't actually have to... Anyway, they were still getting... It's basically similar thing to what happened with us. They were getting these bills, and they called them up and said, hey, we've changed providers. Their old provider was like, oh, that's fine. You don't have to pay the bills. Anyway, they just kept getting bills from the old provider, not getting bills from the new provider. Anyway, they just haven't paid a bill for about 5 years or so, and they're just getting free gas.
5 years!
Exactly. And do you know what's amazing is that when they told me this, it reminded me of when I was living with them and how stingy they were with the gas. They would always say to me, Michael, you got to turn the heating on. Like, you know, do you want to pay our gas bill? And I'm like, you're not paying your gas bill.
So, yeah, all those short showers you had have all gone to waste.
I know. I was so upset to find out. I was like, I can't believe you guys were making me conserve gas when we were getting it for free for 5 years.
Skimming cream off the top.
And just look at the Schaefer family just quietly, like a generation of you know, cheaters just coming after the next generation of cheaters.
Oh, my children will never pay a gas bill in their entire lives. I will raise them right and they will never pay a bill.
But they'll be clean and they'll be warm.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Michael, we are so looking forward to seeing you at Gimme Lols for Kids on May 26th at Mingara. Thanks for joining us this morning. Always good to chat.
107.7 to Geo.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer, Australia's favourite TV tradie on 107.7 2GO with music that makes you feel good as we head into the long weekend. 25 and sunny today, much the same for the whole weekend. We might get a shower or two tomorrow.
Yeah, good Easter bunny weather. And just on that, if you are going to be having a dog in your backyard over Easter Sunday, make sure you put him on a tie on the night before Easter, because if the Easter bunny leaves chocolate and the dog finds the chocolate, there can be problems.
Dogs can't have human chocolate, so you're right there, Rob. That's a really important message for
people to remember. Tie your dogs up before the Easter bunny comes.
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much for that health and safety message, Mr. Rob Palmer.
I love all dogs, equally.
Hey, next we've got to talk about beards. Now, my man's got a beard.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit concerned because I've read some stuff and it's not pretty.
107.7 2GO.
25 and sunny for the Central Coast today and much the same for the Easter long weekend. We might get a shower or two tomorrow. It's music that makes you feel good. 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. And you're just feeling yourself there where you shaved. How's your stubble going?
I had a shave last night.
Yes. You're looking quite smooth.
Well, we're doing a little ad shoot today.
We are.
For the Lols for Kids.
Yes, we are. You'll see that on NBN Channel 8.
So I figured I'd be clean shaven.
Yeah, nice. Well, I actually found some information about beards that's distressed me a little bit because, as you know, my fella's got a beard.
Grizzly's
got a beard. That's partly why he's called Grizzly, because he's a bit bear-like. But he does groom his beard. Like, he's good with it. Like, he's got product and stuff.
Now, I've seen a photo. It's quite long, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite
like, how long
bushy.
Exactly?
It's a bushy beard.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, maybe an inch or two below his chin. It's quite long.
I'm calling that long.
You're calling that long?
Yes.
It's sort of hipster because his moustache is really quite defined. So it kind of goes over the top of the
beard. Does he shape it?
He does shape it a little bit, yeah.
Well, like with
a little
with
bit of
wax?
Manscaping. Yeah, he does. He has this little bit of wax stuff that he does his mow with, so it kind of stands out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I find it quite attractive.
It's an artistic statement.
It is, and I find it quite attractive. I find beards quite attractive.
You know what I find? I find that sometimes beards can be either, a man either looks just lazy.
Yeah, or, and scruffy.
Yeah, or there's, you know, beard-esque.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's a design thing.
Yes, it is. There's a bit of hipster about it. But I found some information. Someone's gone and done a study, and I really don't like this study because this study came out with the conclusion that men with beards carry more germs in their facial hair than dogs carry in their fur.
Oh.
Now,
I've seen,
as someone who's kissing a bearded man,
that's
pretty gross.
I've seen what dogs roll in.
I know.
And it ain't pretty.
Oh. Anyway, so I thought, this can't be right. So I dug a little deeper. This study, this is rubbish. They only tested 18 bearded men, and then they tested 30 dogs. So you know what?
Those guys. Yeah, where did
they
find
looking
those
for
guys?
This. They were looking for this information. I think this is a scam.
They didn't find the guys down at the local barbershop. Those guys, they're manicured, aren't they?
They are so slick. So have you ever had a beard, Rob? Because you don't look like the kind of person that could grow a beard.
Well, I had a go at it once.
Yeah.
And I've grown it out, and Gwen has seen me getting a bit longer in the face. And there's a fine line between what is uncomfortable stubble and what is a beard, right? So she didn't kiss me for about 3 weeks.
Yep, on
she
strike, goes, mate.
I'm
on
not
strike.
Touching that. Nah. Every time you kiss me, it hurts.
Yep.
So then I thought, okay, I'm going to get this to the point of length. So it was a traumatic experience, right? Just getting completely isolated for 3 weeks. And then I turn up and then I've got this beard that I think is long enough.
Soft.
Right? I said, yeah. Oh, it's soft and it's like a bit fluffy.
Yeah.
So it looked lazy. It didn't look manicured. It wasn't sculptured because I can't grow hair very fast. But I went in for the kiss.
Yep.
She comes away.
Yep.
You smell like my dad.
Oh, no.
And I was, oh, what have I done?
No woman wants to think about kissing her dad like that.
No way.
107.7 2GO. G'day Central Coast. This is the new 2GO Breakfast Show with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Oh, it sure feels good going into a long weekend, doesn't it? Hey, and I want to do a quick shout out, Rob, to some people that I met yesterday. I had the pleasure of emceeing an event at Erin Affair.
Yes.
It was Youth Homelessness Matters Day, and there was a whole bunch of services there to help kids who are at risk of homelessness on the coast.
Yep.
And they just do an amazing job to wrap around these kids, you know. So there was Pam from Uniting, Tracy from Facts, there was Mary from Coast Shelter, Denise from Camp Breakaway, and a great guy called Chris from the Glen who runs a rehab centre for Indigenous and non-Indigenous men, actually. So
jeez, the community really needs that stuff.
Absolutely, and these guys work so hard, and often they're very hidden. They're sort of working in the background, you know. So I just wanted to give a shout out to those guys. Fletcher Pillen was there. You know, he won Australia's Got Talent a little while ago. He's a coastie. He was doing some music.
Good on you, Fletch.
New local politician, so it was a lot of fun.
Fletch lives.
Hey, next, though, we've got to talk about fish because tomorrow's Good Friday. 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
What a great tune for your Thursday morning. It's music that makes you feel good as we all truck through the last day before a long weekend. 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer, who you, of course, have seen on Better Homes and Gardens. Hey, we're heading for 25, sunshine today. Pretty much the same for the long weekend.
And I'm very happy and excited because we know that Friday is a day off.
It is a day off and everything's shut. And I love that everything's shut because there's no shops, everything, the roads are quiet.
Can I just say also, let's just settle right down right now, people, because Armageddon shopping does occur.
I love that title, Armageddon shopping.
And it's
so true.
Yeah.
People think that they're never going to see another shop for the next year and a half.
People are out buying 5 cans of tinned tomatoes, you know.
Your beans, just baked beans.
Got to make sure I've got something for, you know.
17 cartons of eggs.
What if I need it?
Yeah, what
but
if I need
know
it?
But you know what? I don't like to decide too far in advance what I want to eat. So yeah, I want to make sure I will go shopping today.
Will you?
Yes. And I'll get some stuff.
Will you Armageddon shop today?
Borderline. I want to make sure I got that. But what if I need that? And I might need that. And what if I'm hungry for that? I don't want to. I like to duck out and
I know,
get things.
But mate, the shops are shut for 24 hours. Like, they'll be back open on Saturday. Yep. You just got to make it through one day. It's just one day.
I know, but it's nice to have the option to go out if you need to. And when nothing's open, you feel like you've just, hang on, someone's cut off my supply.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's a great thing. I think everything should shut. I mean, servos are still open.
Yeah.
There's a few shops that are still open, but I love it.
My dad will eat nothing but bread and butter tomorrow.
Will he?
He just had bread because he's very, very religious.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because traditionally I think Good Friday's for fish, isn't it?
Studied with the Maris brothers before he met Mum.
Oh, wow. So he's a very religious man. Wow.
So, you know. It's
right.
A little bit of fish.
So he does have fish. Does have fish.
Yeah, but no frills. It won't be some gorgeous fish sauce on it.
No,
just be fish.
Very, very plain.
Yeah.
Very religious. Well, it is a day to eat fish. It's Good Friday.
And reflect. On your life.
On your life.
What you're doing.
Just sit in a corner and eat some fish and reflect on your life. Okay, cool. It's sounding fantastic at your place.
Please let me go to the shops and get some chips if I need them.
So do you eat fish on Friday?
Yeah, I'll eat fish. Absolutely, I'll eat fish.
Yeah?
Yeah. And actual fact, I need to do that. I need to go.
Well, you have to get it today. That's right.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
I'd like to work out where to get fish.
What, on the coast?
Yeah.
Well, there's... Okay.
Because I'm new.
Yes, okay. Well, there's a few really reputable places, but I'd love to hear what the coast thinks about this. 13, 27, 10.
Where should I go to get my fish?
Where should Rob go to get his fish for Good Friday? 13, 27, 10. Give us a call. Yeah, okay. You don't mind driving then, so.
Oh, I drive all the time.
Yeah, okay. So it doesn't matter where it is. Give us a call. 13, 27, 10. Where should Rob get his fish for Good Friday? It's 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. And music that makes you feel good on the Thursday before the Easter long weekend. 25 and sunny today, much the same for the weekend. And Rob's doing some Armageddon shopping ahead of the long weekend, even though the shops are only going to be shut for about 24 hours.
You never know what you might need, okay? I've got a list of things I might need to get, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to get them. And whether I use them tomorrow or not doesn't matter, but what I really need to make sure of is that I've got fish,
yep.
Okay? Because it's one of those things, you know, Catholic family, so I'm going to make sure I've got the seafood ready to go.
Yep.
I don't know where to go because I'm pretty new on the coast,
yep.
And I would like some fresh, local seafood.
Okay.
And I want to know where to go.
Well, Darren from Tumbiumbi, have you got a local suggestion?
Oh, local. If you want to go for a drive, there's a nice one at Tweed Heads on the water there.
Oh, Darren, please.
Is that Queensland? Isn't that like...
Tweed Heads?
Yeah. Isn't that right?
No, before... It's still New South Wales.
Right,
depends
okay.
what side of the river you're on.
That's quite a drive, Darren.
If you want local, go to Darren's.
Darren's.
Go to Darren's.
Oh, Darren's in Wombi. Yeah, that's got
Darren's
a good reputation.
Wombi?
Yep.
Okay.
Very
and the
fresh.
Other one at Berkeley, what's it called?
Doesn't matter. That's all right. You've given us a couple of suggestions.
If you can't remember the name, I'm going to Darren's at Wombi so far.
Well, thank you so much.
Good
We're going to send
Thanks
you to the
call,
Mariners,
Darren.
Mate. We're going to send you off to the Mariners who are taking on the Wanderers on Saturday. Let's go to Sam in Chitaway. Hey,
G'day,
Sam.
Help me out.
Hello. Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Bye. Great to hear from you, Sam. So we're looking for some fresh local fish for old mate Rob here.
Okay. Darren's is great. Casanova is great, but the best is Steve at Dora Creek.
Oh, Steve at Dora Creek. Now, this guy, he's been doing this for a while, hasn't he?
He has. I worked with for him for quite a few years. Brilliant fisherman.
Right.
Brilliant. Fillet, beautiful fish.
You know what? And he sounds like a real, you know, like back to the old days when it was all done and by the guy.
Whereabouts in Dora Creek?
And he sings beautifully.
He sings as well.
Really?
He sings as well. I worked with him for a long time.
Now, whereabouts in Dora Creek?
It's just in the Dora Creek shops. You can't miss it. It's tiny little town.
Yep.
But he's got a shop there, good prawns, good salmon.
Awesome.
Flathead, anything you want.
Oh, I do love a bit of flathead.
Oh, look, you know, you've got me now. And
excellent.
I am dead set going to be driving, so I think Steve's is winning at this moment.
Yeah, so you're not going to go to Tweed Heads then?
Well, Tweed Heads.
Well, it's a bit before Tweed.
Yeah, just a little bit. Hey, Sam, thanks so much. We're going to send you along to the Mariners as well. You can get your tickets at ccmariners.com.au. Thanks to Coinda Waters
Golf Club. Good on you, Sam. Thanks for calling.
There you go. So you got a couple of suggestions there, which is fantastic.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's just made, that's set the afternoon in place.
Excellent. Drive to Dora Creek.
Yeah.
107.7 2GO.
25, sunshine, much like yesterday. It was a beautiful day yesterday. And copy and paste for the Easter long weekend. We might get a sprinkling of rain tomorrow. Hey, and things slow over the Hawkesbury River Bridge this morning, but we're not hearing of anything you need to be worried about, not like yesterday. But we'll get the latest with our mate Strawny in a little bit. Right now, though, Rob, we want to talk to you about a podcast that you might be interested in listening to on the Podcast One platform. And here to talk to us about it is Sarah Ginberg. Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
Really good.
Fantastic, mate. We're keen to catch up with you about this podcast that we've heard about called A Life of Greatness. Tell us all about it.
Fabulous. So A Life of Greatness is basically interviewing, you know, thought leaders, best-selling authors, inspiring spiritual minds, sports legends and entertainers to kind of work out what greatness means. And they tell a lot of their stories about maybe like how they've conquered self-limiting beliefs and kind of connected with like a deeper self to achieve greatness in their lives and hopefully provide others with the tools and advice on how we can too.
Cool. And off the top of your head, some names of people, great people that we might identify with?
So the people that I've interviewed in the podcast so far are Hamish Blake. So he's obviously, you know,
class clown.
Hamish and Andy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's such a beautiful side to Hamish. You know, we all know Hamish for his jokes and laughter, but this is a Hamish Blake like you've never heard him before. So he really talks about his journey from when he was young, how he got into comedy and, you know, how he still deals with self-doubt and how kids have changed his life.
Actually, we've got a little bit of it right here, Sarah. I'm going to play for you now.
We're really just chasing great moments. Like, that's all we're doing in life is trying. I just find myself constantly just trying to slow my brain down to be in this, like, one tiny moment here, not trying to take a photo of it, not trying to save it, even though that's often my instinct, but just to go, just, you know, to take an example from the other day, like, oh, my God, Rudy, who's my daughter, her hair, the back of her head, it's the best. It's just those little soft curls that little one-year-olds get in the back of their head. And I'm just like, just look at the sun in her curls, and that is a great way to spend this moment.
He really talks about being mindful and how that has been a big part of him. You know, he's got so many things going on, as we all do, and he really talks about how he kind of quietens the mind, and it's really a side of Hamish that people would never have heard before. It's really, it's such a beautiful, honest and open conversation.
So, Sarah, you take these wonderful people or successful, great people, and I guess what I'm gathering is that you humanise them somewhat, or they humanise themselves.
Yeah. I think, you know, we all want to be heard, and we all yearn as people to be seen for who we really are. You know, if one person can change their life from listening to this series, then, you know, my job is done.
This is really inspiring stuff, and I do recommend you jump on the Podcast One app and make sure you have a listen. Everyone's always looking for the next big podcast. I reckon you've got to try A Life of Greatness. You'll find it on Podcast One. Sarah Grinberg, thank you so much
nice
for joining
one, Sarah.
Us. Thanks for having me.
TGO. We love our city. New to 2GO Breakfast, Mandy and Rob Palmer.
It feels so good to be at Thursday before Easter long weekend. It is the best holiday, isn't it?
We should almost stop calling it Thursday because it's Friday for all intents and purposes.
It feels like Friday, doesn't it? And what's great is that a lot of retail people get tomorrow off because a lot of retail people never get the public holidays.
Oh, too right. Yeah, the lot.
Yeah, everyone's getting a break tomorrow, which is fantastic.
That's right. I just wanted to have a quick shout out to, well, I met a lady yesterday in a park down near Terrigal.
Well, that sounds sus. Sorry,
I met a lady in a park. Anyway, it was quick. Completely platonic.
And innocent.
We said hello, had a chat.
Yeah.
Anyway, her husband, Tony, works down the paramedics at Baddow Bay.
Oh, nice.
And I just thought it's worth shouting out to the paramedics. They don't just work around that area. They cover the whole coast.
And you know what? They never get a day off.
And
get a day off.
In fact, holidays are probably the busiest time for them. So
absolutely.
Let's spare a thought for the paramedics.
Absolutely. And everybody, drive safe.
Yeah. Look after yourselves.
Absolutely. Hey, next, Donald Trump joins the show.
107.7.
Hey, and 25 and sunny is where we're going today for our beautiful pre-Easter long weekend weather. Right now, though, it's time to check in with this guy, President Trump. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mandy and Rosie Palmer.
That's Rob, sir.
That's what I said. Hey, listen, before we start, can I just say a few words about the Notre Dame Cathedral fire? Mm. Melania and I would like to offer our condolences to the entire Quasimodo family. You know, luckily, they all escaped unharmed. The Hunchies are a tremendous people, by the way. They really are.
Sir.
Now, let's make the rest of this quick, Mandy. I've got Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 1 in the DVR queue ready to go. No spoilers, mind you.
Okay, President Trump. The Mueller report is being released to the public this week. Are you looking forward to seeing it when it comes out, sir?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? I am so excited. You have no idea. I can't wait till that comes out.
Sir, they're not talking about the Avengers Endgame movie. It's the Mueller report.
Oh, yeah. But that movie, I mean, and that guy Thanos, he's got huge hands just like me, doesn't he?
President Trump, I wanted to get your opinion on the most recently announced Democratic candidate for president, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's 37 years old, openly gay, speaks 7 languages. What do you make of him?
No kidding. 37 years old, huh? I have unfiled tax returns that are older than him. And openly gay. Maybe you can talk to my son-in-law, Jared, about coming out. You know, as for the languages thing, big deal. Big deal. It isn't that impressive. I speak a lot of languages, too. I speak English, American, United Statesian, Australian, Canadian. I can say, how much did you spend at Tiffany's in Slovenian? And I know the number system at the McDonald's drive-thru better than I know my own kids. Just ask my son, Brian. I can order anything by memory, believe me.
I think you mean your son, Barron, sir. Now,
whatever.
Mr. Trump, on to more important things. Have you spoken with Tiger Woods since he won the Masters golf tournament?
Yes, and I will tell you, Tiger's feeling so good about himself, Rob. He's finally thinking about cheating on his woman again. Fantastic.
And we heard you're awarding Tiger with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Is that right?
Yes. You know, Mandy, I can't think of anyone more deserving of the Presidential Medal of Freedom than Tiger. I mean, not only did he play some tremendous golf last weekend, but this is a guy who slept with over 120 women when he was married, and he was only married to one woman. One woman. That has got to be the greatest achievement of all time in PGA marital infidelity history. It really is. Hey, Tiger's somebody very special. You know, you really got to amp it up when he comes to visit. He's a true champion. So much so that in addition to the Presidential Medal, I'm signing an executive order that will make the pancake restaurant in Florida where he used to go and hook up with that waitress, I'm going to make it a national monument. Well, at least the parking lot.
Do you have any special plans for Easter, sir?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. You know, we're dressing Mike Pence up in a big pink bunny suit, and he's going to hop around the West Wing hiding Easter eggs filled with Hershey's Kisses and gift certificates for self-tanners. Yeah, isn't that right, Mike Pence?
You bet, my liege. I was just trying on the costume now. How do I look?
Bigly creepy.
Well, as you know, Easter bunnies don't wear pants.
Which might explain the creep factor. Look, go get me a Diet Coke, Mike. I will tell you guys, Easter's such a fun holiday for the Trumps. Lots of special memories. Lots of fun. I remember when my son Eric was a little man, and he used to love to go around and eat all the little itty-bitty chocolate eggs from the bunny. The sad part is, it was a real bunny, and those weren't really chocolate eggs. Nobody ever told him. He's such a special kid. He really is. I'm sure Rob did something very similar when he was little.
Yeah.
We've got to go. Thank you so much for calling once again, and have a great Easter, President Trump.
Stay huge, Stugio. Hey, Mandy. Want to hold my Easter egg? 107.7
2GO. 25 and sunny today. Eventually, right now, a bit of fog on the M1 southbound. Take care, please. Just slow it right down. We don't want an accident like we had yesterday, which just really held things up. Hey, the long weekend weather looking really good too. And what are you eating? I can smell... Noodles?
Yeah.
Why are you eating noodles at this time of the morning?
Mi goreng noodles, and my goodness.
It's 8 minutes to seven in the morning, mate.
Yep, and you know what? It's holidays this weekend, and I think you can eat just about anything for breakfast. Well, I know that Greta will be asking for chocolate eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Chocolate. Well, at least it's better than chocolate noodles, that's for sure.
Yeah. A little sprinkling of chocolate over the top, mate.
You're insane. It's 2GO. 107.7 2GO. I just wanted to do a little tiny bit
of
Easter reminiscing because I was just thinking about Easter and what my sister used to do. So my sister used to always be the one that kept one Easter egg, and we'd all scoff ours, and everyone, like, in 2 days or 3 days, it'll all be gone, right?
Yes.
And she would hang on to an Easter egg, and she would just sit it there, and she'd hang on to it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And we'd all be like, oh, when are you going to open your Easter egg? And she'd be like, nah, I'm going to keep. Yeah. And honestly, she would hang on to it sometimes almost until next Easter.
Deliberately, just to show it to you.
Yeah, just to tease us with it.
Just to waft it under your nose.
And the other thing I used to do is I used to get the Easter egg wrapper, the foil, the coloured foil. And if you just get a coin, you can smooth it out. So I used to sit there as a kid and just smooth out my foil. Yeah, sad childhood.
You used to shrink chip packets into
shrinky
things
too. Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, I did.
That was a good one.
I had one
Easter memory. I was just 7 years old, just diagnosed with diabetes. So this was the first Easter where chocolate became an issue.
Oh.
And Mum, bless her, I love my mum. She's gone out and she's bought carob chocolate eggs.
Oh, dear.
Carob. Planted them under the thing.
Mm.
You know, I thought, oh, look, the Easter Bunny might not know you have diabetes, but I do, so have a carob egg, right? And it was awful.
Yeah,
it was the worst thing I've ever eaten. Went straight in, said, spit that out. Sorry, Mum, it's not going to work. And she did her best.
Oh, you poor little thing, though. You'd just been diagnosed at Easter time. What a shocking time to be diagnosed with diabetes.
it was at Christmas. But
oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. It was at Christmas diagnosis, but then by Easter, just got a hang of it, but there was certainly no chocolate.
Oh, you poor love.
You get that.
So you're going to have carob? No, you're back. You're on the...
No, there's like carob my foot. With good management, you can eat anything.
With good management.
Within reason.
Okay, there you go.
Within reason.
You can even eat noodles for breakfast, which is what you're doing right now.
Thank you, mi goreng. 107.7
2GO. And we're hearing a few showers for Good Friday, maybe, but generally speaking, the weekend is going to be absolutely fantastic on the Central Coast. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, there's nothing worse than camping in the rain.
Yeah, I've done it.
Have you? Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't do a lot of camping, but when it's raining, you know all about it.
Especially when you've got like tents full of kids.
Well, yeah. See, the thing is, if you're full of kids, then you're looking over to the tent that's really closed up and cozy where you know there's just a young couple.
Yes. And you're going,
damn it.
Damn it. They're cuddling and playing cards. And we've got mud on our doona.
Playing cards.
Well, I said cuddling and playing cards.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe they're playing...
Cards wasn't a euphemism.
No.
Oh.
I was thinking strip poker. Anyway... Have fun camping, everybody.
Have fun camping. 107.7
2GO. Music that makes you feel good. 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer for your Thursday before the long weekend, the Easter long weekend. And it's looking good weather-wise. 25 and sunny today. We may get a shower or two tomorrow, but looking fantastic for the rest of the weekend.
And you know what, Mandy? When you're living in paradise... And you could be mistaken for looking out your front door and saying, hang on a second, I'm in paradise.
Yes.
And you've got the weather report like we've got.
Yep.
The water's warm.
Yep.
Is there any need to go away, right?
So I'm having a staycation. I'm just going to stay in my house and do some stuff around my house.
Well, I've actually gone a little bit further than a staycation.
Yep.
Because, you know, where I am is not exactly accommodation for a family of five at this point.
Yep.
We are going to have a holiday on the coast. And we're all coming, we're all going to be here, and we're all going to have a holiday right on our back doorstep.
Okay.
And enjoy the glory of the coast.
So, you're not staying in your current accommodation.
No.
You're actually going to stay in a hotel or something.
Hotel. Oh, little,
really?
Actually, not a little three-bedroom thing that
like
we're going to hire for 2 days.
Yeah, nice. So the kids are going to have a sense of where you are now staying.
Yeah, well, that's it. And we're going to go exploring. We're going to do stuff. We're going to find things. We're going to, you know, just get amongst it.
Go and explore the rock pools, you know, around all the beach areas.
You know,
stuff.
And it wouldn't be the first time we've done it. You know, we've been to little beachside campsites that you can find. And, you know, and you don't have to drive in traffic for 8 hours north or south or wherever you're going.
You know, there's a great little...
To really enjoy a break.
You're right. There's a great little bushwalk you can do with the kids. It's really easy. It's only about a 10-minute bushwalk and it's down to Little Beach. And the beach is called Little Beach because...
Is it little?
It's tiny. It's a tiny, weeny little beach.
Funny that.
But I love this. I love that you're actually going on holiday on the Central Coast.
Yeah, that's the plan. Because, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than thinking you've wasted a day in a car.
Oh, I agree with you. And especially when it's in traffic.
Yeah. And you know, if you're the sort of person that says, righto, kids, it's 4:30 a.m. We've got to go to beat the traffic.
My dad used to do that.
I'm like that. I'll try and get out of the house as early as possible.
And the
Gwen's
kids
going,
hate you.
Relax, you fool. We're on holidays. And I go, no, but we're not on holidays till we get there. And I'll be driving.
Yeah, right? So it's not holidays till you get there.
You know, dad needs a holiday too.
All right. Let's ask the question. Is anyone else... having a holiday right here on the Central Coast. Now, I don't mean staying at home. I don't think you can say staying at home.
Yeah,
I think you have to actually be going to going to a caravan park or an Airbnb on the coast, even though you live on the coast.
Some Central Coast holiday beauty. I'd love to hear about that.
13:27:10. I've got $50 for you to spend at Event Cinemas Tugra, which might be nice if you are hanging around the Central Coast. Are you holidaying here on the coast? 13:27:10. Give us a call. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer, 25 and sunshine today across the Central Coast, 107.7, 2GO. Looking good for the long weekend. We might get a shower or two tomorrow, but you know what? It's looking fantastic. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, get amongst it, you're doing.
Bit of fog in the morning can sometimes be ominous and hard to drive through, so be careful if you're in some fog on the freeway, but once it lifts...
Sunshine, baby.
Hello, baby.
So we're talking about having holidays right here on the coast, even though you live on the coast. And I'm not talking about staying in your own house, which is what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah.
We're talking about...
Well, it's a fair enough thing. You could potentially stay in your house and just go to paradise every day from your house because you're so close.
Exactly.
But...
Or do day trips to Sydney or Newey or do whatever, you know?
But sometimes you say, you know what, family, let's go away so you feel like you're on a holiday break in a holiday place. You might be a resort, you might be camping, you might be a hotel, wherever it is, but you're away.
But you're away.
But you're at home.
But you're at home.
Yeah.
So this is what you're doing. So your family's staying right here on the coast, not where you're living, but in a hotel. This is fantastic. Let's go to the phones. We got Paul there from Tookley. Hi, Paul.
How's it going? How are you this morning?
Fabulous. Hi, are you having a holiday somewhere other than your house on the Central Coast?
Yeah, we're going to Swansea Gardens Caravan Park.
Swansea's beautiful.
Only 20 minutes from home, so it's perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, 20 minutes drive. Don't you feel like you've won something already just because you're so close?
Exactly. It's only close, but don't need too much traffic. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Beautiful spot.
Perfect too. If you forget something, you can just run home and get it.
That's it.
And what's your highlight? Is there some? What's the reason you go there? What's the big highlight?
My like out the front of Swansea Carrier, but it's all a nice shallow area for the kids to play in.
Yep.
It's only really shallow, and it's good for catching nippers and that's fishing. Perfect spot.
Oh, Paul, that is sensational, mate. You have a safe and wonderful trip, friend. Thank you.
Sounds magic.
Thank you for giving us a call this morning. Let's go to Carryong now. Jody, hi.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. How are you both?
Great.
Thank you. Where are you headed to this Easter?
Patonga Beach.
Oh, yeah, what a spot. Now, you probably don't know about Patonga.
Well, so you've got to fill me in. I need some intel here. Oh. Fill me in. What's the special part of Patonga?
Oh, my God. It's just peaceful, tranquil, at the end of the coast. Easy to fish, good camping, amazing.
Are you camping there?
Yes.
The campground there is beautiful. In fact, I see a lot of international tourists there, so obviously it's in some sort of international guide to say to people this is a really beautiful spot.
Oh, it's fantastic. And like half an hour from home, I can go feed the dog. I can go get some more beer if I need to. It's perfect.
That is awesome. Really good.
And there's a few beautiful bushwalks around there too at Patonga.
Oh, there's always something to do. It's not like you just, you know, you can go, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? Because there's nothing, but there's always something.
And you know what else? I reckon it looks a little bit like the Mediterranean, and sometimes when I look out at Patonga, I think, God, we could be in Greece. It could be anywhere, you know?
You could be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, sometimes the Greeks look out their window and think, I could be in Patonga right now.
Hey, you know what we're going to do, Jody? You don't have to use it this weekend because you'll be sitting back and relaxing in Patonga, but we've got $50 for you to spend at Event Cinemas Tuggerah.
Superb.
That's awesome.
You can go
check
out all the blockbusters these school holidays at Event Cinemas.
Great stuff, Jody.
Sounds good.
Have a great Easter, my friend. Thank you for giving us a call. See, there's so many beautiful spots here. Rob, you're going to have to discover some of these, mate.
There are. I do remember East Beach Caravan Park. We used to go there as kids. Mum and Dad get the caravan.
Where's that? Yumina.
Yumina.
Yes.
And that, you know, my memory of childhood is East Beach Caravan Park,
there
basically.
You go.
First lady crush it.
Well, whatever you're doing, whether East it's Beach. Here or anywhere else, just drive safe, everyone.
107.7 2GO.
We just heard from Nick in Woi Woi, and she said that she remembers holidaying at Yumina East Caravan Park as well, just like you, Rob. So Cool. Some great memories.
Hey, we might have had a lot nearby each other at the same time.
You might have indeed. A lot of great memories coming through for our Easter long weekend.
Let me flick through my little black book, see if there's a nick in there from 1982.
When you were 13, having a snog behind the boom gates. Hey, tell you what, making memories is what we're all about here at 2GO, and we're going to do it again on the 26th of May at Mingara Recreation
Yes,
Club.
We are.
Gimme Lols for Kids is a comedy extravaganza that you don't want to miss out on because it will sell out. It is going to be a huge night here on the Central Coast.
A bumper.
We have managed to get some of the top comedians in this country for you. And every cent that we raise from this event goes to Gimme Five for Kids, helping sick kids right here on the Central Coast. Not in Sydney, not in Newcastle, right here.
For specialist equipment that helps kids when they need it the most.
Yep.
You know, and
absolutely.
If you've got children, you want to make sure that you can sit back and say, you know what? I contributed.
Yeah.
And I made a difference.
Absolutely.
To some really sick children.
And you know what?
Heaven forbid it should ever happen to your own.
Exactly. And the way to make a difference is to have a really fun night with your friends or your family and see some top line comedians. So we've got Michael Schaefer from Victoria. We've got Akmal coming back, which is fantastic. Now, Mitch Garling and Cabba, both local guys, both very, very funny. It's going to be hosted by Tahir. You know Tahir, don't you?
I do know Tahir. I met him on a, what do they call that, Halloween night once. He was wearing a mask.
And you didn't know it was him.
Didn't know it was him. He's gone, hello, it's Tahir. And oh, geez, Tahir.
That's great. Yeah. He's from Fat Pizza. You might know him from Howzo's as well.
Great guy.
And the big name, of course, that we cannot forget is Kitty Flanagan.
Bang it. Out of the park, Kitty.
Oh, my goodness me. If you've never seen her live, you need to get to this gig. She is hilarious and she will have you literally in stitches rolling on the floor. So
can't wait.
Make sure you get your tickets. 2GOFM.com.au.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. New to 2GO Breakfast, Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Oh, it feels so good to be at Thursday before the Easter long weekend. Hope yours is off to a fantastic start wherever you are on the Central Coast. I had the pleasure yesterday of emceeing an event at Erin Affair. It was the Youth Homelessness Matters Day, which was great because a lot of local people who provide services for young people were there. But I want to give a bit of a shout out to some guys that were there doing a smoking ceremony and a welcome to country. It was Chris and the boys from The Glen. It was so great to meet you guys. The smoking ceremony, Rob, was really beautiful. But also, those guys do a lot of great work at a rehabilitation centre at Chitaway Point there.
They support a lot of people that really need some help and want to get that help.
That's right, want to get better.
And when you make that decision to step forward, it's nice to have that sort of support.
Absolutely, and they said it's for Indigenous and non-Indigenous men. They said, you know, drugs and alcohol don't discriminate and neither do we. So it was really lovely to meet those guys. So shout out to you guys this morning, wherever you are. Let's get the music rolling. Next, we've got to talk to Sterlo and get our footy tips for the week, the big weekend of footy. Right now, it's the New Radicals on 107.7 with music that makes you feel good.
107.7, 2GO.
It's 2GO with music that makes you feel good heading into your Easter long weekend. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Hey, 25 and sunny today across the Central Coast. Looking good for the long weekend as well.
A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling. Oh, no, I don't like this.
Oh, I'm not sure what happened there, Sterlo. I think I've loaded the wrong thing. It's me pushing the buttons, which is, you know, it's just what's going to happen. But I have to say, it is thanks to our friends at Brian Hilton, the home of used cars, and every Brian Hilton certified used car offers you extra peace of mind, just like you do, Sterlo.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I've heard you're very good at pushing people's buttons, so I'll tread carefully. But I do apologise. I'm in the car. I'm on my way to golf in Sydney, so I hope I'm coming through okay.
You're a bit scratchy, but that's okay. We'll talk about some of the big news from this week. Greg Inglis retiring was the big one, I think.
Yeah, look, they've been a hit around for a while, but in the end it still took, well, certainly myself by surprise and many others, with just the speed that it happened. Only 5 weeks into the new season, and yeah, one of the game's greats leaving us. I think when you come to retirement, guys, for some players, it comes down to the head making the decision. For others, it's the body. I think with GI, it was a real combination of both.
Yeah.
That both told him that it was just time, and he'd have to move on to the next chapter of his life.
Yeah, yep.
You know, Sterlo, moving on a little bit to Dally Cherry Evans. Now, the Queensland side, they've had legends in the past like Smith, Cronk, Thurston, Inglis. And, you know, now with Inglis stepping aside, is this the moment for Dally Cherry Evans? And has he had to wait too long, do you think, to become a Queensland great? Because there was talk of him being able to fill those shoes.
Yeah, look, he's much reliant, but I've always been a fan. He's had a wonderful season so far this year, but look, to be honest, Queensland are gone, aren't they? I'm surprised they'll even fill the side. We're about to wipe them clean once again, make a two in a row, and they get who they put out there. It won't be good enough. But I think Dally Cherry Evans will be there, and more than likely with a little C next to his name as captain.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, that's going to be interesting to watch. Now, your line is a bit sketchy, so we're going to get your tips, Sterlo, before you head into a tunnel. What games should we watch out for this weekend?
Yeah, well, obviously the standout game is tomorrow night, where the two premiership favourites, Melbourne and the Roosters, go into battle. Not many teams go to Melbourne and win down there, but I think the tricolours can.
Mm.
Joe Manu missing hurts their chances, but I'm looking for the Roosters to win that one. I'm going for the Canberra Raiders to continue their great start to the season, and I think that they'll be too good for the Brisbane Broncos. And, of course, the big one is on Monday, the opening of Bankway Stadium, my old club, Parramatta, taking on the West Tigers. We're a really emotional affair out there, a full house at a state-of-the-art venue. I went out there during the week, and it is magnificent. And I think the Blue and Golds can christen it in style, as we did in the new stadium back in 1986. I think the boys can get it done this time as well.
Oh, look at you.
I was there,
Rob
watching
was
it.
There.
86, I remember.
I don't remember last week, little old 86.
Well, have a fabulous long weekend. Always great to chat to you, Sterlo, and take care on the roads, won't you?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Happy Easter, everyone. Have a safe and happy one and plenty of chocolate.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
107.7, 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO, Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. And I'm not talking about the song Rob Palmer, I'm talking about the guy that you know from Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, and wasn't I just pumping away, having a little listen to Robert Palmer, he was in my collection. I remember this from the 80s,
yeah.
On vinyl.
Oh, you had it on vinyl?
The Riptide album.
Yeah, nice. Hey, if you love your 80s, you're going to want to stick around because we're doing 80s all long weekend. I've got more just after 8 o'clock, but fair to say, if you're going away somewhere, take a radio. You're going to need it. It's going to be just wall-to-wall 80s.
Yeah, a complete corker.
It's going to be fantastic.
Take me back, please.
Also happening just after 8 o'clock is The Secret Sound, so make sure you stick around for that. But right now, we're just going to have a little bit of reminiscing about Easter and about, you know, doing the food shop before Easter because it seems like everybody wants to...
Armageddon shop.
Do the Armageddon shop.
Because it's all shut down tomorrow.
I know, but it's like for 24 hours. What can't you do without for 24 hours, Rob?
Well, there's not a lot, but you don't have that mentality, do you? You want to go in there and get your stuff. And I don't want to have to go to the shops on Easter Saturday to do a shop for Easter Sunday that I could have done on Easter Thursday.
You don't need packs of hot cross buns.
No. You might need a couple, but everyone needs a couple. And so it's a lot of shopping and everyone wants to do it. When we do holiday shopping and when we were kids, right, you'd go with Dad.
Yep.
Dad would always do the holiday shop because he would buy the stuff that you would never, ever get.
And you know what? Mum would never buy it for you, but Dad would always buy it for you.
For Mum, the holiday was... being away.
Yes.
And not having to shop.
And not having to cook and stuff.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Because that was back in the days when there was a, you know, there was a fair gender stereotype going on.
Absolutely.
Right? But that's all changed now. But I still would prefer to go shopping with Dad because he buys junk.
Yeah.
Right?
What was the favourite thing that your dad used to buy you?
Do you remember the boxes of, the mini boxes of cereal? They come in a 10 or 12 pack.
Yes. You know. And that was such a treat. You knew you were on holidays when you got those.
You know, something we never saw in our cupboard regularly was Cocoa Pops or Fruit Loops.
Exactly.
And you'd fight with your brother and sister over that one packet that came in the 12-pack.
That's right. You'd get the no one wanted the all brand or the Just Right or whatever it was. Everyone fought over the Cocoa Pops.
If you got the all brand, you had lost.
Oh, mate, if you've got those tiny packets of cereal, guys, you know you are headed for a holiday. That's for sure.
107.7 2GO.
Oh.
Boom.
Wow, fantastic. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
I'll tell you what. Mandy just went off in the studio. I've just caught a little bit of it. You can check that out on 2GO's Instagram.
I couldn't stop dancing. I have not heard that song in ages. It is 2GO.
I've not seen you so pumped up.
107.7, music that makes you feel good. If you love that, you've got to stick around all weekend. 2GO's excellent 80s, wall-to-wall 80s all Easter long weekend.
Yeah, that was a river.
I'm going to be exhausted.
The 80s is good for a lot of things.
Oh, dancing
in
particular.
A lot of stuff went around. You know, there's a lot of stuff being collected through the 80s.
There was indeed a lot of
people
stuff
people just holding into things, you know. What? Anything in particular you collected?
Yeah, me and my sister loved the Smurf figurines. You know, the tiny little blue and white Smurf figurines. I don't know whether you remember them.
Well, I've still got one.
Have you? Because they were sold, I think they were sold at the BP Servos in the 80s. And my sister and I used to make little houses for them and little tiny little things for them. And we had a huge collection. And now they're worth quite a bit of money, I think.
Well, a Smurf could live in your garden, could live anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to collect. Yeah.
See them on the bonnet of the car or the dashboard of the car, you'd have them.
I was a bit of a saddo.
And oh, what did you collect?
I'd collect spoons.
Spoons?
Yeah, spoons. As in you go to, you know, Budgie Boy and there'd be a spoon in the local shop and I'd go, I want that spoon.
But isn't that what grandmas used to collect in the 80s?
Like and, how old? And 8-year-olds. I had a huge collection of spoons.
How did you display your spoons? Did you have a display cabinet?
No, I didn't. Oh. They came in a box, each one of them in a little plastic box.
Oh, right.
And I guess I was a bit of a hoarder from way back, but I collected them and I just held on to them.
Yep.
And never put them in a display case, but I'd go through them and I'd look at each one and remember the place.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
my
really
grandma,
cool.
who also collected spoons, had a display case for them.
Yeah,
and
right.
It was hung proudly on the wall with all the spoons just all lined
up. Yeah, I never went that far. Maybe it was a shame thing.
I can't
let anyone know.
If you were 8 and you collected spoons.
Yeah.
But we want to do this morning. We want to know what you collected in the 80s because it was a great time to collect stuff.
Yeah, there was plenty of gear out there.
I loved collecting stickers too.
Well, just the footy stickers. I'd go down stickers. Every week to the newsagent, get the new set of footy stickers.
Yeah.
Sticker gum, stickers.
Yeah.
And that was when, you know, rugby league was in a
massive,
great place.
Yeah.
Stirlo was one of my stickers.
Yeah, there you go. 13-27-10.
Or cards.
Get on the phone right now. We want to hear from you and know what you were collecting in the 80s. I mean, you might be able to say you were also a spoon collector like Rob.
Hey, 13, join the club. Exclusive.
13-27-10. I've got a double pass to Stardust Circus for you at Baddo Bay. You can roll up and catch the Stardust Circus these school holidays. Book now, stardustcircus.com.au. What were you collecting in the 80s as we celebrate the 80s music all weekend?
Bring it.
On 2G. It's 2GO's excellent 80s. We're going all 80s all long weekend for Easter. It's songs better than chocolate all weekend. And then we're talking about the 80s as well at the moment. Hey, by the way, 25 and sunny today. And it is Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. But we are excited to talk about the 80s. A bit of reminiscing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's getting the mood just right.
Yep.
I feel.
And you were a collector of spoons.
Yeah, look, I collected spoons. I collected a lot of things. But spoons were what I really remember. And, yeah, I feel like a bit of a dork now saying, you know, I collected spoons. But yeah. It was fun. At the time, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. When you're a kid, you enjoy collecting pretty much anything.
That's right. I mean,
I collected the Smurfs.
Girls were out crimping hair.
Yeah.
And I was collecting spoons.
I still find that very
amusing. A lot of things went wrong.
Rabina from Lizaro, hi.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Fabulous, good mate. Heading morning. Into the long weekend. What did you collect in the 80s?
I collected Smurfs and I still have over 100 of them.
Oh, wow.
Still got them on. My friend's father owned a BP, so we'd go work there on the holidays and he'd pay me in Smurfs.
Oh, that is sensational.
I worked for Smurfs.
That's great. And so you've still got them. They're probably worth a bit, Rabina.
They are worth a bit, and they're in good condition too.
Wow.
But I also collected key rings. Remember Granny Mae's?
I do remember the Granny Mae's shop. You used to be able to get all sorts of things there.
I used to spend hours in there and pick a new key ring every time I walked in. You remember they were little toothbrushes and little cute plastic things?
I do remember, and I don't know whether you had the buckle bag here in New South Wales, but in South Australia we had something called the buckle bag, and everybody was hanging key rings all off the buckle bag. It was the thing to get a new key ring and put it on. And I remember having a little globe, like world globe, and a little, you know, thong and stuff.
I don't know about that. That's going on a bit these days too.
Rabina, thank you for taking us on a little trip down memory lane. Great to speak to you this morning. Have a wonderful Easter. Let's go to Joe in
Thrifty Smurf.
Oh, yeah. Joe in Narara. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, really
G'day,
good.
Joe.
So, Joe, tell us, what were you collecting in the 80s?
Well, I don't know the name, but I'm sure they were like, it was like a bubble gum and it came in like a little album. And when you open it up, it had the lyrics to the songs on them.
I remember these.
Yes, how cool are they?
They were so cool. I remember one that was Blondie, I think it was. And as a kid, it had the lyrics. But you know how the lyrics to Heart of Glass have the word arse in it? And I remember being like an 11-year-old reading those lyrics and going, oh, there's a swear word in there.
So any in particular that you remember?
Well, yeah, which one do you remember?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure whether it was a Duran Duran one or not, but there was quite a few. And I just remember I liked to collect them because I wasn't really good at singing. I'm like, you know, remembering songs. You know. So,
Duran.
I really love them.
Yeah. How fantastic.
There's one more thing. Can I quickly say, too? I love popping bubble gum, too. That came out in the 80s as well.
Yeah, it did. Popping candy. We used to spend hours at those. We'd get on our BMX bikes, ride down to the newsagent.
Popping candy. I'd forgotten about that.
That was big.
Yeah, that magic stuff happening in your mouth.
Magic gum, I think they call
magic
it.
Magic stuff happening in your mouth. Well, yep. Not when you were pashing boys, because that's just a recipe for disaster.
Can't chew gum and kiss.
Yeah, no thanks. No.
Joe, thank you for taking us on a trip down memory lane. We're going to send you to the Stardust Circus at Baddow Bay. Got a double pass for you.
Wow, thanks so much. That's fantastic, you guys.
No worries. Great Enjoy stuff. The excellent 80s all weekend on 2GO.
I will. Thank you so much for the memory. Thanks. See you.
See ya. 107.7 2GO. Come on and celebrate. We are celebrating the 80s all long weekend on 107.7 2GO. It's our excellent 80s. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 25 and sunny around the Central Coast today. A few showers tomorrow, but looking fantastic for the long weekend.
And the memories are coming thick and fast. I mean, one for me, but in particular, was riding the BMX bike down to the local hospital canteen with four of my mates.
Yep.
We hand over a dollar each and watch the poor woman behind the counter count out 500 1-cent lollies.
That's when you could get a lolly for 1 cent.
Oh, I know.
And there were 1 cent coins.
Yeah.
There were one cent coins,
the little bronzies.
Here's one from me. I was 13 when I got my first job. I don't know how I got it. I think I lied and told him I was 15, but I got my first job at a service station and I was doing the fuel. Like it wasn't self-service. It was driveway service.
Driveway service.
That
on its own has gone the way of the dodo.
Right? But
how much was petrol?
Well, I remember changing the sign outside the petrol station to 45.5 cents a litre, and everyone's like,
outraged.
bloody 45 cents a litre.
Outrage. Wouldn't we give anything for that
fuel?
Now?
I know, right?
Especially this weekend. It's gone right up.
Well, keep it on 2GO all weekend. You are going to get just 80s after 80s after 80s.
107.7 2GO.
It is indeed all weekend. Back-to-back 80s. Wherever you are, make sure you've got 107.7 locked firmly on your radio. It's going to be fantastic. But another little reminder for the weekend, dogs and chocolate don't go together.
Yep, they are a family member as much as anyone. And when you're putting the dog to sleep on Saturday night, I reckon you chain them up.
Yeah.
That way when the Easter Bunny does come and delivers the goods, the dog doesn't eat all of what the Easter Bunny's brought for the kids, but the dog won't get sick because chocolate is really toxic for dogs.
It is, so just remember that one. And here's another little tip for you too. You can recycle the aluminium wrappers from outside your Easter eggs. All you need to do is scrunch them into a ball and then you can put them in the recycle bin.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Here's an idea. Why don't you start one of those little balls and just keep adding to it with the...
Snowballing.
Snowball the Easter egg wrappers.
Snowball your Easter wrappers.
There
and
you go.
I guess with the amount of tons of chocolate that are due to be consumed, that's a big ball of wrapper.
Well, it's aluminium. We can recycle it and use it again for something else.
See how big your balls can get by Monday, Tuesday, and let us know.
I am not going to say anything.
That was completely innocent. The balls of wrapper.
Stop talking. It's 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
Music that makes you feel good. It's 2GO's excellent 80s all weekend. 107.7. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Remember an 80s image? This one. Monkey bars without softball.
Monkey bars without softball, yeah.
Responsible for many broken bones.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they were bred tough in the 80s, weren't they? They certainly were.
Tough or silly?
25 and sunny around the Central Coast today. It's going to be a magnificent day today.
107.7 2GO.
Don't I remember seeing In Excess Kick with my babysitter back in the 80s? She took us. She was our chaperone.
Your babysitter took you to In Excess.
I know.
Wow.
I liked her a bit too. I was just old enough to like girls, but not old enough to actually talk to them.
Yeah, right. It is 2GO, 107.7, 2GO, and we're playing the excellent 80s all weekend, so keep it on 107.7 because it's going to be just a monster wall-to-wall 80s celebration all weekend.
Yeah, taking me right back.
I have to say, when I think of the 80s, I do think of playing vinyl, and Mum and Dad were into Queen and Elton John and stuff, so we had loads of albums, and you just slipped it out of that plastic sleeve, dropped it onto the, you know, dropped the needle onto the record, and then occasionally you'd stuff it up and you'd hear this. And then then you'd hear Dad going, "Don't bust the needle." Because Dad would be worried about the needle and replacing the needle on the record player. Yeah,
you won't be allowed to use it. Yeah, privileges will be revoked.
Exactly. Well, it is time for us to get out of here. We are going to leave you in the safe hands of Mr. Mike Duncan, who has so many 80s songs.
Have a safe weekend, everyone. Drive very carefully. Remember that it's double demerits and no one wants to lose a license over a long weekend of holidays.
No, everyone be safe. Have a wonderful Easter. We'll be back Tuesday.
Too right, we will.
So have a good one. We'll see you then.